separate universe for every individual. That was why all maps and aerial photographs ceased to be useful. Dom's own map of the maze would be perfectly accurate. For Dom. Once, he saw a shadowy outline of Hirschhagen walk out of a wall and disappear into another. Dom thumped the wall good and hard and then, glancing around to make sure no one was watching, played a stripper beam over the white surface. It didn't even get hot. As an illusion, it was pretty solid. He found the centre after 10 minutes' brisk walking. He had the memory sword still turned to the stripper setting, and his finger hovered on the stud as Waze turned around and smiled. "I see you were expecting me," he said pleasantly. Dom fired. Waze gave him a hurt look and extended a hand. A growing, light-bending sphere bounced towards Dom and disappeared. "Round one," said Waze. "Now I've got a resonance-damping matrix, but what have you got?" "Who are you?" said Dom. He thumbed the weapon to its knife setting. "Waze, of Earth." He stopped and tossed the knife back to Dom. "I'm afraid you have blunted the blade," he continued. "But that was a pretty smart throw." "My next question was, have you come to kill me, but that's not intelligent, is it?" "No," said Waze. "I don't seem to be achieving anything, but I must keep trying, otherwise what is free will for?"
"Do I get any explanations?"
"Sure. You must realise that the universe is too big to hold us and the Jokers. Some people are afraid that the Jokers might turn up any day now."
"Do they expect some kind of big brain monsters?"
"I think gods are what they're expecting. You know where you are with big brain monsters, but gods are another matter. No one wants to be a slave race. Oh, I've got a couple of things for you."
The robot slid aside his chest panel and threw Ig at Dom. The little animal screamed vengeance at Waze from the safety of its master's shoulder, then dived inside Dom's shirt.
"And there was something else," said the robot. He patted his carry-all and felt around behind his chest plate. "Sorry for the delay. You know how it is. Thing wanted, never there. Ah, here."
Dom caught the small grey sphere before he could stop himself. It was warm. Waze watched him closely.
"That is a matrix engine without a coil," he said. "By now it should have blown your head off. Crude, I know."
Dom hurled the globe over the nearest wall. It sparkled briefly under the light of the chains before landing with a thud in the next avenue. Then Waze cannoned into him. The robot had weight behind him. Dom rolled backwards and tried to throw his attacker, and had to jerk aside as a fist struck the maze floor by his ear. The blow split the artificial skin. Waze turned the punch into a sideswipe, and a fingertip scored a cut across the boy's head. Ig erupted straight for the eyes. Waze brushed him off lightly and leapt back, flexing his fingers.
"I refuse to believe in invulnerability," he said. "Let's get down to the real thing."
The matrix engine exploded. The maze thumped. Waze was picked up like a doll and hurled at the wall, one flailing leg catching Dom across his chest. And a long way overhead, a ship was coming in to land.
Chapter 10. On Laoth, they cultivate with a screwdriver. Galactic miscellany. Hark to the crash of the leaves in the autumn, the smash of the crystal leaves. Charles Sublunar, Planetary Haiku. The bed was a relic, an ornate black affair that bore all the markings of the Taminic Ping dynasty. Dom stared through thinning blue mists at the rest of the room. He was in a treasure house, or it may have been a museum. Someone had ferried furniture and ornaments across the galaxy and dumped them there with no regard for style and period. Memory tapestries hung from two of the walls, where forgotten heroes reenacted pages from history like an ever-repeating recording. A set of Tsami men, in ceremonial costume, stood stiffly to attention on a board set in a giant cultured ruby. There was a water sculpture, inactive, which lay in a pool at the bottom of its tank, and an early chrome display case displaying several pieces of bootlegged Phnobic temple pottery. Where the walls were free of tapestries, they were hung with purple drapes. Dom pictured the severely practical home domes on Widdershins. The only ornamentation really encouraged was the Sadim logo, and perhaps the one commandment suitably framed. Even electricity was allowed to come no further than the kitchen. And the Sabalos family was rich. So rich, in fact, that it could afford the simple life. Whoever owned this room was either poorer or would make them look like paupers. He felt something warm by his ear and turned to find Ig curled up in the sleeping field. The creature opened one eye and purred.
Dom swung himself clumsily out of the bed's field